These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I'm interested to speak with you about is a couple of things specifically, but one of them is the concept of a village and how that has evolved over time, and how even though we have all these resources to raise resilient kids, we're still missing some of the qualities that make them resilient.
Right, right.
How do we actually
incorporate that?
How do we do that?
Welcome to the Becoming Her podcast with me, Nikki Spolstra. This is a space where we explore the human experience and the challenges, obstacles, and resiliency that shape who we are. Alongside expert guests and featured friends, I am here to host meaningful conversations that tackle life's complex challenges with humor, grace, and a little bit of sass. You are here for a reason, for the collective growth, so we may deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
This episode's guest, Ayana Rodriguez, is the founder behind the award-winning premium child care brand Itavi, which has gained undivided popularity across Florida and Hawaii. Itavi, born in 2019, was a response to what Ayana, a mother of three, saw as a gaping void in the child care industry. Today, I'm excited to speak with Ayana about the importance of raising resilient children in our modern society and how to cultivate a once highly dependent on mindset of it takes a village. So with that, let's get started with Ayana Rodriguez. Welcome to the Becoming Her podcast. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so excited, Nikki. And this is not our first time together, but our second. So we are both evolved and our approach and our intentions and our everything we're doing here together. So thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure.
It's such an honor. Always is to
it's
be with you.
It's my pleasure. I'm so happy to host you. I'm so glad that we're able to reconnect over and over again and come to have these like really meaningful conversations with each other. And even though we might be in like a little bit of different seasons of our lives, right? Like your kids are a little bit older. I think you have three kids, right?
Correct.
Like me.
But yep. Right. I mean, listen, mine are 22, 15. She just turned 15 yesterday.
Happy
and
birthday.
And 10. Thank you very much. And I know yours are little, but you know what? Back to what you, the introduction, it is a village because we might not be there at the same time, but we've been there.
Yeah.
Or we're going there.
Yeah.
And that part is the collective part that we need to, we've gotten away from, right?
Yep.
I think we might have spoken about this before, but as families started to move away from one another, women enter the workforce, we've gotten away from our village. And our village is so important to who we are and what builds our resiliency, back to that, and showing what resiliency is for our children. Because those lessons now fall on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very singular to make sure that that is learned.
Yeah. So I think that there's like pros and cons to like the village. Right? Because in a lot of ways, well, first of all, you need a village, right? So now we have a village of creation, right? Well, where before in the generations and just in times before ours, you were born into the village. And then it was communities, right? Like when I was a kid, I would go out in the yard and in the neighborhood, and you'd ride the bike with your friends from the neighborhood and come home when it was time for dinner. And you knew that somebody's parent was like watching after you, and everybody was kind of all like working together. As you mentioned, like people go away to college, maybe they find their spouse in college, and now they settle down in a new city and they're away from their families of origin. Now, we need the village, right? So we now create the village. We outsource the village in a lot of ways. At the same time, I'm interested to speak with you about the village that raised us wasn't always doing it the right way. And not to say the right way or the wrong way, but when you know better, you do better, right? Like how often have we heard our parents before us say things like, well, I did this and you turned out okay. I'm like, but did I?
Right.
Like, did I? I mean, yeah, I'm okay today, but I'm like, I've done a lot of therapy, guys. Right. I've done a lot of therapy for the things that happened when I was a kid and the things that weren't really necessarily paid attention to,
right?
Like mental health is approached completely differently now than it was when I was a child, right? I am a parent in therapy working on my own childhood, right? So that I can go on and be a better mother. I don't know that our parents before us were doing that.
Right.
Themselves.
And I don't think they had the tools.
They didn't have the tools.
And the awareness. And society didn't really embrace that process, right? So timing and that, you know, I didn't do this or this is how I was raised, that was just trickled down. And so your children are going to have a different experience. But by the way, that doesn't mean your children won't be going to therapy to
oh my gosh,
resolve some of the things that they learned from you.
100%. I'm always like, you know what? And something that I've thought about a lot as a parent lately is that I'm big on apologizing to my children. Mm. Most recently, my six-year-old felt tricked by a decision that my family made.
Okay.
Okay. And I had to sit down with him and be like, we did not trick you, and I'm so sorry that I made you feel that way.
Right.
Okay. Apologizing to your kids is so important, right? Because it shows them, it models that. I don't know that our parents before us did a lot of apologizing. No. Till to this day, I'll be like, Dad, I have a great relationship with my dad. Everybody knows it, right? I have a great relationship with him. And I'm like, Dad, hey, you did this one thing and that really kind of messed me up. And he's like, no, staunch, will not. It just doesn't really happen. And so when we know better, we do better. And I think about how we are handling our kids now. There's a lot of better and it doesn't, I know, I have the humility, I think, to know that even though I'm doing my best, I am apologizing to my kids. I take accountability where it's important. I am prioritizing their mental health. I am having hard conversations with them, even if it makes me uncomfortable, I'm still doing something that is going to lead to that, like their version of trauma.
Right.
And they are going to end up in, hopefully, because I think most people need therapy.
Right.
Taking that leap to make their lives better for themselves when they're adults someday. And hopefully, I actually hope that my kids can come back to me and say, Mom, the way that you handled this one thing was really damaging to me.
Huh.
And I hope that I have the privilege of being able to own it down the road.
Right.
And I think that's something that our generation of parents is really leaning into that we didn't necessarily have before. And so what I'm interested to speak with you about is a couple of things specifically, but one of them is the concept of a village and how that has evolved over time and how even though we have all these resources to raise resilient kids, we're still missing some of the qualities that make them resilient.
Right, right.
How do we actually
incorporate that?
How do we do that?
So, I mean, how long do you have? But, I mean, and this is just from my experience and perspective, right? And that's all we can share. It's this. It's perspective. It's experiences that guide us to what might be a better resolve for somebody. And I don't have all the answers. I've never claimed to, right? That's not fair for me to claim, nor would I. But twofold, our village has changed. And it's changed, one, to also where, in some cases, we are bringing people into our home who are part of our village, but they're still employees, right? Because they're paid or we're sending them to schools where they're there most of the time. That's part of our village too now.
Yes, that's right.
And so we have to trust that process. And although in the past, there might have been not accountability, not the space to say, oh, and you apologizing to your six-year-old, that's just showing that you're they have the, what they're feeling is validated.
That's right.
We're not taking your feelings away from you.
We don't always have to agree with them.
And we used to. That's not a validated feeling. You shouldn't feel that.
You shouldn't feel that is such a common message I've received.
So you're saying sorry is saying, I understand you feel blank. I acknowledge that. That gives emotional intelligence. That
absolutely
builds confidence because you're giving them, I think our confidence, mine, I can speak for myself, was never really built because I never felt like I wasn't validated to have the feelings that I was feeling in the beginning, right?
That's right.
So you're building that. So in that way, we are adding to resiliency and we are learning from our past in order to do better, right? If we didn't have those experiences, we wouldn't know how to do better, as your kids are going to learn how to do better from what you have learned and then where they may have, you know, hit the guardrails a little bit in order to then teach their children. And that's how it should go, right? Yeah. That's part of the journey. I always say, we only learn in challenging times. When things are happy or just you're going along, there is no growth.
Yeah.
There is no ounce of growth, right?
That's so true.
It's you don't build that until you feel you hit your head and it's like it's throbbing and you have to figure out why it's throbbing and how to stop the throbbing.
And problem solve.
That's where we grow. That's where we learn. And you have to almost say our childhood, this leads us to perspective, which I think is part of resiliency too. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that. So I was like, when I speak to Nikki this morning, this afternoon, what are we going to talk, you know, what's the point we really want to share? And I think resiliency comes from perspective. Because if you understand, perspective is changeable. You can learn to change your perspective, which is going to give you the tools, the approach to adjust to a resilient resolve in a situation. Because here's the example. If you go about it with the same perspective and the same approach, you're not getting any resolve. You're not moving. It's like being on a treadmill and not going anywhere, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, I wonder what's happening. Why am I not getting anywhere? Because you're on the treadmill. You're stationary. You're just making all the laps and you're adding the miles, but you're not moving.
Yeah.
So get off the treadmill, a different perspective, a different approach, and see where the miles are going to take you and along the way, the scenic route, right? Mm-hmm. But during that time, it's like you can change your perspective to how to, and if it doesn't work, you say, you know what? Based on my experience and probably from our upbringing, I don't know if I have the perspective that could change this situation. So I have to be open to look and find and see and talk to our village.
Yeah.
To see if I can gain insight to change that lens for a different approach, a different resolve. And I think that's resiliency.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to teach our kids.
Yes, we do. We really do. And I have, it's interesting that you brought up the perspective piece of it, because I was reflecting about this recently, about some of the childhood trauma that I've been through, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, okay, well, when it was happening, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I felt about it one way, mm-hmm. right? And then when I was 19 years old, mm-hmm. I felt about it a different way. Mm-hmm. I became enraged mm-hmm. by it, right? Okay, then at 27, I started to get some help about it, do some trauma therapy, and my perspective about it shifted. Mm-hmm. My perspective shifted. There's some growth there, right? Where I'm saying, okay, now I went from being really angry mm-hmm. and full of rage, mm-hmm. right? Which is appropriate right. at the time, right. sure. Into a place of acceptance mm-hmm. and growth. And then I remember being like, okay, well, now I am defined by being this survivor. Mm. And I was like, okay. Then a few years later, I'm 37 now. Mm. And I'm like, that experience was a part of my life, but doesn't define me. Right. So it just goes to show you that your perspective over a divorce is going to change over time, right? Yeah. Like I'm recently divorced. So when I was going through it is different from how I feel when it became public. It's different from how I feel a year later. It's different from how I feel 5 years from now.
Absolutely. Right?
That perspective element is crucial to building resiliency.
If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at Nikki Sapsbo and we are becoming underscore her. For more information on all of...
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The things, visit NikkiSpo.com.
And I think you just named, I mean, I'm divorced too from my, you know, my first marriage, and my son, the oldest, is a product of that marriage. But I, you know, when you're in it, it's hard to understand your perspective will change. And I think that's the lesson that we have to share. And you, I know you hear it. It's like when people, I always say this, you know, when you're in school and people say, oh, enjoy being in college.
Yeah, right.
Because
or enjoy when your kids are young.
Right, because you rush. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I should have enjoyed it. I should have been more. And it's true because you don't have that insight. But I think we have to then really share with our kids, like, this is part of the process in order to get you to where you're going to be. And when you have that outlook, and I know it's very hard to understand that. Those are big words. And what do you mean? What's the tangible thing in that, right? What's the tool I put forward every day to make me feel resolve, to make me feel strong, to make me all of these things that we just talked about almost, you know? And I think those are day-to-day what, you know, we can practice and share those tools. But to share that overall perspective, if you can gather that, if you're 19-year-old self, when you started becoming angry, had someone share with you and say, Nikki, you know what? This feeling is very, you're allowed to feel this way. Feel safe in your anger. It's part of your process. However, know that there is an other side to this that you too could look through a lens from.
Absolutely. I think that for me, that was missing. And it's something that I'm really conscious of as I raised my own children to give them context and also let them know that feelings are temporary, right? Yeah. There's an analogy that one of my therapists told me a while ago is that, like, you are the blue sky, right? And the blue sky doesn't ever change. The sky is still blue. The sky is blue, right? Whether it's light blue or dark blue, because it's daytime or nighttime, the sky is blue. And what does change is the clouds, is the rain, and sometimes they're white and billowy clouds and they're beautiful. Sometimes they're wispy clouds, right? And sometimes there's thunder clouds, but the sky is still blue.
Right.
Like, you are the blue sky and your feelings are the clouds that come and go, and they have different things. And maybe you're happy one day and you're like, there's a temporary element to life that I think a lot of children, it's not that they need to know. It's our duty as parents to expose them to that reality in a way that's age appropriate. And I think that children are so much more capable than we give them credit for. Absolutely. They understand so much. When we explain things to them, we go ahead and give them meaning.
Right. Right. We give them meaning. And I think this goes into resiliency, approach, perspective, and it's the power of choice, which I think is really important. I believe in God, in faith. One of the true core, I believe that God gives us the power of choice. And that's a choice we get to make every day.
Yeah.
So every day doesn't have to look like yesterday.
Right.
If you have the perspective to choose a different choice the next day that mm-hmm. is going to make you, you can't answer that for everybody, better.
Yeah.
But when you find that you're making the same choices with the same perspective and you're getting and granted, circumstances are real. Environment is real.
For sure.
How do you navigate that is real. But that's the key. How do you navigate it? So in this landscape, you have to, it's like I always say, I don't want to sound like a bunch of cliches here, but show me the landscape because I will learn how to navigate in order to make choices to have a different perspective.
By the way, Ayana, I am literally like that. Like, I will not go for a run unless I know exactly the neighborhood. I literally will not.
I'm the same way.
If I'm in a new city and I'm like, somebody's like, let's go for a run.
I'll be on the treadmill.
I'm like, I'll stay on the treadmill.
Right. I'll be in the gym because I don't want to stop at the street sign.
Unless I know the neighborhood. I can do it.
I got you. I'm the same way.
You know, I'm really familiar with like Runyon Canyon, right?
Because you feel safe and you know how to navigate.
I know, right. I've been there a bunch of times. I know how to get there. I can time myself on Runyon Canyon. You know, I cannot go for a jog in North Carolina in this range that I've never been at before.
Right.
I cannot. So to your point that like show me the landscape and I'll learn how to navigate it, absolutely.
Like, but it all ties together, right?
It absolutely ties together.
Because then you have a perspective of where you're going and you understand, well, this road here is going to go take me down and it's dangerous. There's too many stop signs or too many streets, whatever the case is, right? That's going to interfere with your experience and your goal of running.
Right.
It's the same thing with life.
And it's a great analogy for parenting.
Yes,
absolutely. I recently talked to my son about his cancer diagnosis and I realized that when that happened when he was 4, and there was also so many other things happening in my life. My mom had just passed away and I was pregnant. And then, you know, our co-parenting life was changing. And so there was a lot happening at one time. And it dawned on me that I never had a proper conversation with him. And he was 4. So like at the time, he didn't really know or get it. Right. Anyway, it wasn't until recently.
And how old is he now?
He's 6.
Oh, you're a 6-year-old. Right.
Yes. Okay. And I had a conversation about what happened and what that meant. And we talked about the value of life. And it was a heavy one, but a light bulb went off in that child.
You saw it.
I saw it. And it took another parent telling me, okay, oh, by the way, Nikki, I just wanted to let you know, I overheard your son and my son talking and your son was telling him, oh yeah, you know, I went through cancer and I beat it and my hair fell out, but I beat it.
Wow. That's so empowering.
And she was like, she told me this as like, oh my gosh, he was talking about it to his other 6-year-old friend. Like he was so okay with it.
Right.
Right. And that was coming from a place of empowerment. Right. He beat something.
Right.
You know,
And acknowledging it.
And I hadn't done that before for whatever reasons. Like I didn't know what I didn't know until I knew it.
Right.
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 And that's where parents have to be really mindful.
Yeah.
Is like when you know better, you start to do better and you can make that choice to your point of what you're saying. You can make that choice at any given moment.
Right.
Like you don't have to wait.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. It truly is never too late. I don't know if it was too late, then I would have never gotten sober.
Right.
If I thought it was too late, if I thought it was too far gone. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. I made one choice one day.
Right. And you're like, that's it.
That's it.
A choice. In a situation where you're like, now your life has completely changed. You have these little babies now that are dependent on you. And it's like, I need to be clear for myself.
Yeah.
I need to heal and resolve for myself so I can be the mother that they need and deserve. Because, you know, I do believe children ask to come here, but they don't ask to come here in the environment in which it can be chaos or traumatic. I was like, you know, we're talking about environment. How is that so determined for so many people? Yeah. And I don't know the answer to that. You know, I'm sure there, but it kind of, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be able to change that. So it goes back to whatever that environment is, show me the landscape, you know, so I can gain the tools to navigate, to be better for myself, my family. So I can resolve and it's not even about winning. It's I can feel productive. So I can feel successful. So I can feel love. You know,
also all like of these thriving, things. Right? Yeah. Like thrive in perfect. The environment. Like you don't get to choose the environment, but if you're going to be in whatever environment, like how can we thrive in these circumstances, whatever those circumstances may be?
Right, right, right. And every odd might be against you because the environment, the community, the situation is like just labeling you, saying you can't, you shouldn't, this is not for you. Well, that's I take it as that is their job,
right?
To tell me I can't. So it's almost like I'm going to prove to you that I can, you know, and this is how I'm going to. I might not have the tools now, but I'm going to figure it out because I know I want to.
Yeah.
I have the desire to, right? And there's frustrations. There's, you know, I the other day I was just telling my team, I have these dogs. They drive me insane. But they poop and they all over the rugs and everything. I was like, you know what? Instead of getting angry, I'm going to change my perspective. I'm so lucky I get to pick up poop off of a rock.
Even though it's a really shitty job.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's all perspective. And for that time that it happened, I was like, okay, I'm going to pick up this dog right now.
Yeah, but you're like,
and be okay
dogs.
With it.
But
right.
But I love
instead of angry, right?
And on the dog note, they like really love you when you're sad. Like they know. They do. They can totally sense your emotions.
So they do.
We love the dogs. Yeah.
We do love
the
dogs.
We don't want you to shit everywhere.
But it's perspective of how you approach any given. And that's for resiliency with children that I feel that in some ways, back to what we were saying, it's an art form that is being lost.
Yes. And so I do think as well, and I want your opinion on this, is like, I think that the our parents and especially their parents, right? Mm-hmm. You're coming after like wars, right? Mm-hmm. Worked so hard. Mm-hmm. To give their children everything that they didn't have so that their children didn't have to struggle as much as they did.
Right.
Right? And in doing so, to an extent, because it still happens, right, when we give everything mm-hmm. to our children and we problem solve for them,
yep.
we are removing the opportunity for them to build the muscle of resilience.
You're absolutely right.
So it really comes down to the way I grew up is much different financially mm-hmm. than the life that I have now
right.
and the life that I'm providing for my children, right? And I think a lot of the times like, okay, well then how are they going to develop any grit? Like I knew I got my grit because I had to hustle in life.
Right.
Like I didn't have anybody taking care of me, right? Like I don't wish that type of difficulty on my children, but I am conscious of like, okay, so if my kids have this really privileged life,
right,
where are they going to develop their grit? Where are they going to develop their resilience? And I think what it comes down to is allowing them the opportunity and the grace and the space to actually problem solve for themselves
yeah.
with appropriate supervision, right? But right. like giving them the opportunity to actually problem solve and not solving all their problems for them.
You're 100%. I agree. I think that you know, there's been a major generational shift, as you spoke about, in terms of approach, right? So when I went to school and I grew up, I too have what now was not part of my background at all. Single mom, struggled, you know, I mean, and love my parents, but it just wasn't the same and it was different times. But we rush in to pick up the pieces.
Yes.
They don't even know the pieces are falling.
100%.
Until... oh, you didn't do well in that? I'm going to go talk to your teacher and find out what we need to do in order. Okay. So, and that's parenting now, right? Some people call it helicopter.
Right.
Some, you know, you can't fall to say, you know what? I fell, but I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a boo-boo there, but I'm going to be okay. And I might fall again and get another boo-boo, but I know I'm going to heal. You know, oh, you're feeling anxiety? Oh my gosh. You know what? Maybe this, it's always like, let's fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it. And they're never any time to sit in it
mm-hmm.
to try and feel it back to that,
yeah.
which is validating that feeling.
Right.
And then saying, okay, I'm here to help guide you. as we resolve, as you resolve this, you know, because we want to be present. We want to make sure that there are some sort of buffer there. We don't want to see them suffer. But that goes back to challenging. It builds, that's what builds grit.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Her podcast. If you love this episode, share it with a friend who may need to hear what we spoke about today. And if you really love this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect from Becoming Her. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community, where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at @NikkiSapsbo and @WeAreBecoming_her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSapsbo.com. My hope for you today is that you are courageous and looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.